This goes to Dr. Lena, L-E-N-A, Widman, W-I-D-M-A-N, fax 989-775-1640, and Dr. Alkiek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989, leave the rest blank, regarding Karen Risdon, R-I-S-D-O-N, like November, date of birth 6/25/1955. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mrs. Risdon, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease, which fluctuated between 3A and 3B since 20 of 23. She was seen initially by Dr. Fuente in 2020 while hospitalized for severe hyponatremia, and she had to stop hydrochlorothiazide since this was exacerbating the hyponatremia, and she had to go on a strict fluid restriction, around 42 ounces in 24 hours. And eventually the hyponatremia did resolve. At that time, she also had creatinine levels 1.2, and in 2021, the creatinine increased to 0.9. And sodium levels had normalized, so she was not seen by this practice anymore as things had stabilized. But she was re-referred for worsening of renal function. That was noted in January of 25. The patient is feeling well, no recent weight loss or gain. She does suffer from recurrent headaches and usually uses an Excedrin migraine or Fiorecet every day to treat the headaches. She usually wakes up with them. They're in the back of her head and neck area, and she thinks it has something to do with severe arthritis in the neck. She has, and the medicines relieve the pain once she's up and taking them. And when she checks home blood pressures, those range between 120 and 140 over 60 to 80 at home. She usually checks those in the morning, but they are after she takes her morning blood pressure medications. She also had recent testing for autoimmune diseases and had a positive ANA test, and then went through a good workup to make sure she did not have lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, and both of those were ruled out. It's thought she has osteoarthritis. And because of the positive ANA, the hydralazine was stopped, and now she's on Norvasc 10 milligram daily, along with Lasix 40 milligram daily. And that's controlled the blood pressure, and previously 10 milligram of Norvasc daily caused severe swelling in her lower extremities. And with the addition of Lasix, she does not have the swelling. And she has had an angiogram done 1/26 of 24 due to possible renal artery stenosis, and this was negative for renal artery stenosis. The renal arteries were widely patent bilaterally in that study. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has occasional nocturia 1 to 2 times a night, sometimes stress incontinence, but very minimally. No excessive cramping of her extremities, no current edema of the lower extremities, no numbness or tingling of the lower extremities, no history of diabetes personally. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, anemia, which she's had since she was a teen, she reports, hyperlipidemia, heart disease, headaches, migraines and tension headaches, gastroesophageal reflux disease, gout, low back pain, chronic neck pain, history of mild congestive heart failure, complete heart block requiring pacemaker placement, anxiety, small right kidney, and history of hyponatremia, which was severe and required hospitalization in 2020. Past surgical history, she's got a permanent pacemaker. She's had C-section, cholecystectomy, total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salpingo-nephrectomy, hernia repair, appendectomy, bilateral cataract extraction, bilateral foot surgeries and bunion removals, colonoscopies, and the renal artery angioplasty 126 of 24 that was negative for renal artery stenosis. Social history, she does not smoke cigarettes. She occasionally consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. She is married, lives with her husband, and she's a retired homemaker. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, cancer, Alzheimer's disease, sister with lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and Sjogren's disease, and daughter with breast cancer in situ. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Compazine, Haldol, Toradol, Reglan, sulfa drugs, Tramadol, and Chlorthalidone. Physical exam, height is 61 inches, weight 217 pounds, pulse is 60 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 142 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Midline uvula. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Pacemaker is set at 60. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Pulses are 2+, brisk capillary refill. Color is pink in the extremities, lower extremities. And upper extremities have nodules on the distal interphalangeal joints, which are tender to palpate. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 520 of 25, creatinine 1.43 with estimated GFR of 40. Electrolytes were normal with sodium of 139, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide is 27, albumin 5.2, phosphorus 3.7, calcium 10.3, magnesium was 2.1. Hemoglobin is 11.9, normal white count, normal platelets, and intact parathyroid hormone is currently pending. Previous creatinines, 226, 25, creatinine 1.05, GFR 58, 1,6, 25, creatinine 1.59, GFR 35, 12, 16, 24, creatinine 1.49, GFR 48, 4, 4, 24, creatinine 1.08, GFR 56, and 8, 18, 23, creatinine 1.07, GFR 57. And we also have a transthoracic echocardiogram done 5/10 of 22. At that time, there was mild left ventricular hypertrophy, normal left ventricle systolic function, but slightly hypertrophied, ejection fraction of 73. She had mild to moderate mitral regurgitation, mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure, about 43.3, without any symptoms. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. We also know she has a small right kidney from her past kidney ultrasound, 124 of 21, which showed a right kidney size of 8.2 centimeters, and the left kidney was 9.9. Also, chronic longstanding hypertension would also contribute to the kidney dysfunction. We do want to repeat all labs, which were done today, and then every 3 months thereafter. She's doing well on the with the addition of Lasix. It has not decreased her sodium levels, and she currently has normal sodium on 40 milligram of Lasix daily. Blood pressure is acceptable, too, and we like to keep her on this current regime. She will continue her fluid restriction of 60 ounces in 24 hours, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.